Papa.
Hello, how's it going? I can see in your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I can see in your smile.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to show you so much.
I love you.
I love you. Another one. Saturday night. Yes, I like the way you move. This is karaoke, Mom. Okay. What's a karaoke classic?
I don't know.
You do realise this is going to be a spoiler on a podcast. I've got to make it happen.
I don't know what a popular one is.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
Pardon?
Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
Where did you speak into?
That bit there, it said blue. Just look right where it is, Mum.
Oh.
Above a red light.
Oh, that's heavy.
Big, yeah.
Celebrate good times. Come on! There's a party going on right here. A celebration to laugh throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We're gonna celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Celebration. Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Celebration.
We're pretty good.
Let's celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? Everyone around the world. Come on! First I was afraid. I was petrified.
She was.
Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Oh, God.
But then I've been so nearly nice, thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I knew how to get along. And so you're back.
You're back.
From outer space. I just wanted to hear you feel about that look upon your face. You should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I had known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go.
Go on now, go.
Walk out that door.
Walk out the door.
Don't go around now, because you're not welcome anymore. You think you're going to hurt me with goodbyes? You think I'd crumble? Huh. You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not lie. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I stay alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I'll survive. I will survive. Hey, hey!
Woo!
And then you got that one.
Darkness falls across her hands.
The witching hour is close at hand. Ooh. Creatures search in search of love.
Blub, Mum.
Shush.
Blub.
To terrorize your neighbourhood. I can't remember the rest of it. Back again. Brother, sisters, everybody sing. I'm gonna reach the stream, I'll show you how. You've got a question for you, better ask me now. Am I original? Yeah. Am I sexual?
Okay.
Yeah. Am I can't remember the opening rest of the song. Everything you needed, better rock your body now. Everybody. Yeah. Rock your body. Yeah. Everybody. Rock your body right. Back streets back, all right.
Pardon?
Michael. Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across. along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. As Quirky Gems podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hitting rock bottom. Everly is admitted to the psych unit. Can things get any worse? At the height of her despair, sunlight peeks through the thick, overcast skies. It's in that awful hospital unit. She meets two of the most wonderful men, both are willing to do whatever it takes to win her heart. The inspirational romance, written by Marjorie Joseph. Depression and Wishes, paperback available on Amazon and Gems Inktree.
I have an idea.
Okay.
This is really out of blue, okay?
Okay.
Right. Hi, I'm Jem.
Hi, I'm Deb.
And this is a really out of the blue episode. I figure while we're here, can you turn the TV down, please, Mum? It's a little bit. While we're here, we'll have some fun, okay? So, to really add colour to this, I have a microphone and we're trying it out and having a 45 minutes. We have had karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I figure, why don't we talk about songs that we liked growing up and give a little bit of a syndrome?
Oh, God.
Now, I grew up with CDs. What did you grow up with?
Records.
Records. Remember the first one you got?
Oh, God, no, I don't. No. It's a 45. Little single one, but I can't remember what it was. No, I couldn't. I really can't. No.
Okay, the first album I ever got was from a charity shop, and it was a horse. Ooh. I only knew one song on it, and I didn't actually have a CD player to play it on.
Oh my God!
I had to use my friends at the time.
Oh God!
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it
does. If I wanted to play music.
Yeah.
And then, I discovered S Club 7.
Oh, God, yeah. Remember them?
Yeah. What was your favourite band growing up, like, when you were about, I don't know, say, 15?
Well, there was, like, I don't know, because I used to like Electric Light Orchestra. Who else was there? There was the Michael Jackson's, the Jacksons. And, but LPs then were very expensive. But I think...
How much were they?
Oh, I can't remember now, but they were very expensive. We had to save up a lot of money for them. I think the first one I bought, I think, was I think one of Michael Jackson's LPs. We used to call them LPs. And, I bought... It was called Off the Wall, I think it was. It was the first one. I can't remember how it goes now. About... I can't even remember how the bloody thing goes.
Did you play it to Geoff?
Oh, God.
Did you play it a lot?
I used to play it a lot, yeah, that. Then I got Electric Light Orchestra LP, but I used to buy a lot of singles, like Spandau Ballet, David Cassidy, David Essex. There was a lot of singles, more singles than albums. But I used to love, like, playing them. It had to have a beat, though, to be played. Like, and Oates, John Oates and what's it, the two blokes.
We had, it might be hard to handle.
That's it.
Yeah, it's an advert at the moment, yeah.
That's it, yeah. It's still out there now, like, adverts they show. But, yeah, I used to go up in my room and, like, have, like, singles and play one after the other. And if I wanted to know the... what it said, I used to slow it down to like 35 and you go, yeah. But as the only way you could get the words out, I used to drive my mum potty. The ceiling used to bounce like mad, but I used to love it. I really did. But yeah, it's then it went from singles to LPs, then the discs come along, and that's when I didn't buy anything anymore. We had cassettes, but that was it. And then all that went, and now you've got, you know, these CD things.
You had a gift when it comes to cassettes, because I remember when I used to have cassettes and I used to lose my place in them, and somehow, by magic, you should be able to find it.
Mm, yeah.
I never could.
No, I know. Yeah, they were very difficult. The cassettes, you used to play, like, you used to record things, rewind them, and then, but if you looked at the tape itself, you could see how far it was, and then you knew where it was. You had like a knack of it, if you know what I mean. Once you got to know where it is, you was okay. But I must admit, I enjoyed the 80s music and the 90s music. I don't enjoy the music so much now.
Do you like pop more than rock, or do you like them both?
A little bit of both, I think. I mean, it's like UB40. You've got like reggae in with that. Mm. And there's not many people used to do that. Electric Orchestra, I used to love like them because it was to do with outer space and things like that. Michael Jackson was more rock. But yeah, it was like, I mean, you had so many people, so many bands out there. You couldn't just pick one. You really couldn't, because everybody you liked, and if they were in the charts, you just go out and buy it and you just listen to them, you know? So that was it, sort of thing.
I remember when I was growing up, it was CDs and cassettes.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, most of, like, when I discovered, like, for example, Go West.
Oh, Go West, yeah.
Yeah, I discovered them because you used to play them.
That's it, yeah.
Or, is it Chicago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was like most slower records, like more romantic records.
Yeah, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah, Earth, Wind and Fire. That was a good group.
What else was it? It was Michael Bolton.
Oh, God, yeah. God knows why I went there with him. I really don't.
You did have some good ones, though.
Yeah, it was all right, I suppose, yeah. When I think back now, I think, oh, my God, what a waste of money that was.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't over, you know. I don't know, maybe it was just because he was older, I don't know. But when you listen back, you think, what did I ever see in him? You know what I mean? And the song...
Oh, what, can you fancy him?
No. Oh, God, no. Oh, bloody hell. A man with long hair, come on. He was ugly.
I was going to say, he isn't your usual type.
No, didn't fancy him at all, no. I had one song that I liked a lot. It's about your heart. But no.
Can you touch your heart?
Something like that. Yeah. But yeah, when I look back now then, I think, oh my God, you know, it wasn't my kind of thing, if you know what I mean, you know? Go West, yeah. I used to love Go West, you know? But yeah, it's like...
You weren't into girl bands, were you?
No, not at all. No, it was all like, it weren't really boy bands, it was more groups, like, because we didn't have boy bands, we had groups, like Earth, Wind and Fire, they were a group.
What about the Osmonds?
Not a lover of them, no.
Not your type of thing.
Never bought any of their songs, no. No, the only one I think I played on the radio was Crazy Horses, but I did not.
I remember when you used to come on Kim Music Show, you'd go, wow!
I never bought any of their records.
Every time.
I sing along with them, but I never bought them. To me, Osmonds, nah, it was just like, not me, if you know what I mean. But yeah, I mean, Clifford had only bought one of these things.
What one was that?
Oh, God, I can't remember. We don't talk anymore. Oh, and, something to do with the Walkman. I can't remember what it was called.
I don't know that
no,
one.
I can't. It was something to do with the Walkman, but I can't remember. But, yeah, I only bought, like, them two. But I think Clifford had, you know, very up with them. But Earth, Wind and Fire, Oats and All, what was it, the other one, Go West. It was things that you could remember as a song. You'd sing it, but you'd remember it. And if you couldn't remember, it wasn't worth even thinking about.
Something with like a good beat.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's weird. When I was growing up, it used to be S Club 7.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it was that and Britney Spears for me.
Even the Drifters I used to like. They used to sing, you know, up on the boardwalk, down by the sea, and what's the other one?
Who sings that song? I heard it through the grapevine.
Drifters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard it through the grapevine. They sung that.
About Marvin Gaye.
He sung that as well. Wasn't over Sexual Healing he sung. I can't remember the other one. But I never bought any of these. He wasn't like my kind of thing, if you know what I mean.
How about Billy Ocean?
Yeah.
I like that song. The first song I ever heard, I think. No,
when the
first cassette I ever got. Because I remember
Remember, it was like a hi-fi system.
Yeah.
It was like a record player.
That's it.
And it was like a radio and a cassette deck in with it. Yeah. I remember the first cassette I ever had had.
When the Toff get going.
No, get out of my head, oh, that one, baby. Yeah. Into my car.
That yeah, one. That's right. And when the Toff get going.
Yeah. Remember, it used to be,
Michael,
yeah, Comic Relief. It used to be on music channels a lot.
Yeah, it used to be, there was, a film and he sung the title to it. So that's what that was. I can't remember the song of it, but yeah, he sung that. But not many, like, older people I didn't go for. It was mostly groups I went for, you know. I used to, like, I don't know, if they had a beat in it, the song lingered in your brain, it was a good song, you know.
Do you still play music every day?
When I used to come home from school, I used to play it a lot, weekends all the time. And like I said, I used to be on my had my earphones on. And she's like, go to Shirley or go wherever I was living, go buy, say, 4 single records, bring them home.
This work, a little disclaimer, Shirley is a little town where we live.
Yeah, but where I used to live, these town had a little market. And we used to go there and buy all the singles. And that's when I used to blast my brains out. I used to love doing that.
It's weird. A lot of people with gammas, their ears are doing that, but you never get.
Nah, you used to... I mean, like a pair of earphones on, you plug it in and off you go. I mean, you used to have it really out loud. I mean, when my mum used to shout about your tea's ready, I couldn't hear. She had to come up and do this with her hands shaking. And I'd say, oh, turn my thing off. And she goes, I've been shouting at you. Like, I thought, oh, sorry. But yeah, but... Yeah, and then sometimes, like I said, of a Saturday or a Sunday, I used to, like, go up there, have about four records on, and but I used to keep them all in cut. I mean, what, I had about 800 singles in the end, and I got rid of them all, but because we didn't need them anymore, but we hadn't needed the money, so, but yeah, it's weird to think now, you know, I mean, it's like in work, we've got a radio, and when you go past, you can hear all the old songs, and it's so lovely. It's like the Nolans was on the other day, I'm in the Mood for Dancing, and we were all singing it, and I thought, wow, you know, and everybody knew what the song was, you know, and I thought, bloody hell, you know, but yeah, it was quite cool, actually, you know.
How did you buy your first, like, what you should play a record from?
Record player.
Did you buy it, or was it like a Christmas present?
Christmas present.
Was that from Nan?
Yeah, my mum and dad bought that, yeah. They asked me what I want, and I said I would like a record player. And it's weird, because when they first got it, I sort of looked at it and thought, oh my God. But once you knew how to use it, I mean, you had like the 78 or the 45 or the 35, you speed it up, slow it down. Just
what was the difference between the sizes? Like, where did they all go?
The 45 were singles, and the, or was it the other way around? 75 were LPs and 45 were singles. So for the big ones was a 75. I mean, you saw like a little thing on the side, right? Where you put the arm over for it to go round, there's a little thing on the side and you add 75, 45, 35. If you wanted to slow it down, you put it on 35. If you wanted a single, you put it on 45. If you want an LP, you put it on 75. And then you used to lift the arm up and put it over the way you want. And when you knew what, because it's an album, when you knew what song you wanted, you just put it on and then you just kept repeating it.
The thing is, though, it's weird. With a CD, you should be able to have a number and you could choose a number. But with an album or a vinyl, you couldn't do that, could
you? No, you couldn't. No, you had to keep lifting it over. And sometimes with my one, it did it itself. So once you put the thing on, you click the switch down and it automatically went over. But if you like the song, you kept repeating it. Every time it finished and you repeat it again, you know? So whatever you were doing, you just kept repeating it. And you didn't think about it, you know?
Did you have like a favourite song of the week? Like one you used to listen to again and again and again?
I can't remember what they were, but yeah, I used to do it all the time. Because my mum used to say to me, oh my God, that bloody song. How many times have you had that on? I used to like things like that, you know. I used to keep just doing it because you like the song, you know. So you just kept playing it and playing it, you know. Then I had a cassette and I used to tape the cassette, put the cassette on, tape it. I'll tape about 4 songs that I like and then I'll just run the tape. Like, sit there, whatever I was doing, then run it along. You know, cleaning my bedroom, I used to put the tape on or whatever it was. It used to be, you know, you always had music sort of thing.
Did you ever record songs on radio?
No.
You have a kid?
No.
Wow.
No. I used to have a radio, but never recorded them from it.
Did you ever listen to it?
couple of times, but that's about all. I was more of like music-fied, you know? Mm. Had my own record player. I mean, I had a little blue radio. Used to love that. Listened to it a couple of times, and that was it. Didn't bother with it no more, you know?
You're more of like a vinyl person.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Was it exciting going into the shop and buying one?
Yeah, I used to go into Woolworths. Yeah, I think it was just Woolworths we bought them in. You used to just go in there, and they used to be all there, and you find out where the person is you really want, and you just go in, line up, pay for your CD, your LP, all that. But yeah, it used to be quite exciting because it used to come out on the, it used to sort of say, like on the TV, if somebody was coming out like they advertise now, they'd say like, oh, so-and-so was coming out. And you think, oh, they've got a new single out. And you listen to it a few times and they keep bringing it up in an advert. And then you think, oh, I mean, it was years ago, but you can still remember it. And then you go and think, oh, so you went and kind of bought it. And then when you got home, you thought, oh, I'm going to play it. But,
Did you ever have music channels?
No.
Never?
Never. We never had like this, like we've got now Sky and all that. No, you had BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, and Top of the Pops was on BBC One. And I had to beg my dad so I could listen to it because it used to be on 7:30. And my dad used to like, as you say, it used to be on a Thursday. And I used to say to him, could I watch Top of the Pops? And if he wasn't in the room, I could watch it for half an hour. But if not, I couldn't. And I used to love watching it on TV, you know. But no, we never had music channels or nothing like we've got now, you know.
Well, if you couldn't watch it, what was on TV instead?
Usually something else like Coronation Street or, I don't know, whatever my dad wanted to watch, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's pop luck. If he wasn't in the room, I'd watch it. Or he'd come in and say, oh, let's turn this crap over. And I think, okay. But sometimes I used to if he weren't there. But if he wasn't, he used to watch like Coronation Street or something like that, whatever it was on, you know.
What do you think of it now? Like, you listen to like Spotify, haven't you?
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Do you understand it?
What do you mean by like, we mean what you do or what?
Like, do you know what Spotify is?
No, I mean, I know what it is, but I don't really. I've listened to it once, that was it. I didn't think much of it.
No?
No, maybe it's my generation, I don't know, but I don't think much of that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, I mean, on YouTube, I listen to things like that, but it doesn't bother me. Like, I don't think, oh, it's Spotify, get on there, listen, and the music thing like that. I think, nah, can't be bothered. It's like music channels. I think they're quite crappy now. I
mean, really?
When you look at old ones, like, it's weird, like, when you look at, you can see they're old, and it really spoils it, because, like, I don't know, I can't explain it. It's like, when it's all this, like, when you turned on the music channels now, you look and it's all like, and all this stuff, and you think, oh, for God's sake, I can't. And then you get people that think they can sing that can't sing, and I think, oh, get off, you know? But no, to me, it doesn't really interest me. When I go on the music channels now, and you go on to, say, an 80s, I don't know, whatever you like, it's not the same, because there was one on there in the week, I can't remember who was on, the group. Okay, they were doing their best, but you could see they were older and it wasn't the same, you know? And I think, oh, in the end, I just turned it over and I thought, no, I'm not up with that no more. It's just, I don't know, it's just a different generation now, you know? It's not the same, you know?
I remember, like, when the year I met Jack, I remember I used to know every single song on every radio, like, you know, like the top 10?
Mm-hmm.
Remember every popular song?
Yeah.
But now, it's weird. I think at age where I won't really listen to new things. I go with what I know.
As you get older, things change. It's not the same anymore. Like, I mean, when I was younger, I mean, music was good. It was. There wasn't one person who didn't enjoy music. I mean, even nowadays, when they have parties, they play all the old...
Well, we were just doing, like, karaoke, weren't we? Trying to catch that new microphone. We couldn't come up with any new songs.
But there's no... I mean, like, people, like, I don't know, like, I'm trying to think who's, like... what's her name? Pink. And I like Pink.
Yeah.
I like all her songs. But you don't see them on TV no more. On the music channel. Now, all her songs I can relate to. I like them. I like the beat. I like her. Everything that she does. I mean, I was watching her on YouTube the other day and she's fantastic. I mean, her daughter's in there now and she swings from the ceiling and things like that. But you don't hear nothing of her. You know, it seemed like when the lockdown came, everybody disappeared. And I thought there'd be more people on TV like doing it, but they don't. And like, it's like, I was watching last night, Take That, and they were showing you their show that was about 4 years ago, and it was good. And I thought, yeah, but it just seemed that nobody kind of does it anymore. Like, you can't see nobody, like, I don't know, like, they don't have concerts, they don't do nothing, and you think, oh, they're all gone, you know. But and the only time they bring out crappy songs is when it's bleeding Christmas, and half of them is bloody old songs, and you think, oh, give it a rest, mate, we've been there, you know. And I think all these old men coming on singing their songs in their heart, and I think, oh my god, like the Bleeding Snowmen, we're walking in the air. I thought, oh really, you know, that was bloody years ago when I was bloody younger, you know. I thought, who was like that? You know what I mean?
One thing I've noticed, a lot of people talk about on Twitter, like, where I've been a radio presenter. I only listen to radio now. Like, you know, like when the TV went out and there was nothing else to do?
Yeah.
I only really listen to radio now. I'm in a migraine because I want something else to talk. But, yeah, it kind of seems to repeat the same songs every, like, half an hour.
I mean, yeah, I just don't... Maybe it doesn't interest me. Maybe it's because when I was younger, I was crazy about it. I mean, when I was younger, like, say, I don't know, 12, 13, 14, I used to love it. I mean, you know, I'd be up in my bedroom listening to it. It was my world. I used to love it. But now, I've got no interest in it. It doesn't interest me at all. The only time I hear of it is in work, if I hear something on the radio and I kind of sing along, and I've got the song in my head, then I sing it in work, and it's in my head. But apart from that, there's nothing. And sometimes there's an advert. If a Christmas advert comes over, like Oates and John and Oates, I can't remember what it was. There was something. I thought, oh, I started singing along to it. I thought, oh, they're actually using one of their songs, and it was nice, you know. But I thought, wow, you know. But yeah, it's really weird, you know.
Back in the day, when you used to listen to a lot of music, did you used to have one that would trigger a memory?
Not at the moment, I can't remember, no.
So, like, for me, like, now, you know, like, if you're kind of going through something, like, I've recently done a playlist, like a fight playlist, so I've got, like, Phil Collins on it, like, glum, 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 bum, bum.
Oh, yeah.
Like, having an air tonight.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, I kind of... connect music with like a memory or
Elton John, I'm Still Standing. I don't know why, I've always had that in my brain, and I've always had it in since I'd like divorced and like, and I used to feel really down. And they used to, when Elton John came on, I was doing something, I can't remember what I was, and this came on, and I thought, oh my god, really, like I am still standing. I thought, oh my god, and I think of that a lot, and I Will Survive. That's the two songs I usually like listen to, you know what I mean, when you're feeling a bit down or you've had an off day, you know, and you think, oh okay, and then you start singing it, you know.
It's like, you know, this past week has been really full on. I was reading comments on Twitter, and I don't know, other nights seems to be the hardest, I think, because the pain comes through. And I was listening, I thought, I remember Phil Collins, and I thought, I don't know why, like, where I'm waiting to start treatment, it's like, I've seen you before.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
Run. You know? And it's like, that song is like...
Phil Collins is good, though, because he's got some good songs, hasn't he? Like, In the Air Tonight. What was the other one? Like, with the monkey on the drum thing. Like, boom, 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 and you think... And you know exactly what song it's going to be. And he's like, I know he don't do it now because he's now... Apparently, he's in so much pain, he's in a wheelchair now. And at Larry's last concert, they brought him on the thing with in a wheelchair. And I don't know what's wrong with him, but he's got a lot of pain and everything. But even in Genesis and him, I mean, bloody terrific. You couldn't fault him for nothing, you know. But you just don't get them kind of things anymore. Even, Bruce Willis. He sung with the Drifters one time. And I still remember it. And I've looked on YouTube quite a few times at it, up on the boardwalk. Even him, he sung. I mean, bloody good. In them and Drifters, you know what I mean? I mean, bloody good, you know? But yeah, it was really good. But nowadays, you just don't get that. You know, you ain't got that connection anymore. I think it's because maybe you're older and things that come out now, you know, that, I don't know, when you see things on TV and you go onto the music channels and you see the crap they put on there and it's all beep, box stuff, and you think, what the freaking hell's that?
And most of it you can't get to understand.
It's like, and all, and you think, Hey? You know, you sit there thinking, what the hell are you saying? I mean, you do. You sit there and you think, I can't understand a word they're saying. And all like beating this and beating that thing. Yeah, right. All right, mate. Keep it to yourself. But no, just can't relate to it no more. Maybe it's an age thing. I don't know. But no, can't relate to it, you know?
For me, it's weird, right? I was talking to Jack the other day and I said, I would like a sign. I like a sign because sometimes when you go to an appointment, it's scary. Mm-hmm. And I was like, right, I want something that's going to tell me it's going to be okay. I wanted one song. When I had a blood test the other day...
You had that one moment in time.
And you didn't see, as I kind of finished the blood test and I was sat there, it was a big one. Mm-hmm. Like, I swear it was like 3 needles. But mm-hmm. I looked at my arm afterwards, I was like, how much blood did they take?
Yeah.
But when I was sat there, the room went quiet, right? I think I was the only one there having blood taken. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I heard Whitney Houston.
One moment.
I was like, whoa. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It was like, I could feel like there was like someone giving you a sign.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
It's strange, isn't it?
It is strange, yeah. I've never had that moment, though. I mean, you know, like I said, I don't really kind of listen to music much, you know? It doesn't really, like, bother me, you know, in the moment. So, yeah.
It's weird. If I'm kind of like last week, I've noticed like if I'm going to an appointment, I can't listen to music because like I'm in a zone. But if I'm having a moment where pain's keeping it or I feel a bit low, I feel like, you know, need a bit of help, then I listen to one.
Yeah.
But it's amazing, you know.
Yeah,
I think the way I can get with music has changed.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm. Yeah, I get you. But yeah.
But it's just amazing how, like, I think I kind of interacted with music because I remember you listening to music.
Probably, yeah.
Like, do you remember...
Robin, you used to do a lot. You used to sit up in Rob's bedroom and you used to, like, sing and dance and muck about up there for you and Bruce Stewart for hours. I mean, you used to come down here and, like, sing along to all the music channels the three of us did, but then... I mean, I don't know if Rob still listens to music, but yeah, I must still remember that. The three of us dancing away and listening to the freaking music channels. I mean, the three of us all used to do it, you know? It's a thing that you remember, you know? But like I said, it all changes because I don't think Rob listens to music, not even in the car now, I don't think, you know?
I think he does, but I think he has like a different genre he likes.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
This has been an interesting one, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to talk about something like when we were doing the whole karaoke thing, I was like, wow, let's talk about this. And plus, I've been wanting to get you on a podcast.
Yeah, I've been waiting to see what that bleeding thing does because I kept thinking, where's she going to use that thing?
It's been in a big box on a sideboard in the living room.
Yeah, for about 3 months.
I've been waiting for I had this little wire, right? And where it goes, it connects to a tablet, but I couldn't find it, so I had to get another one from eBay. And when I got one, tonight I was getting a grossy head, and Jack went, why don't you just try it out?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
It's like something from out of bleeding space.
It's
like a giant eyeball.
It's round, it's sort of blue on it.
Got a little red light on it. Beat me up, Scotty.
It's very War of Worlds, isn't it?
Oh, wow, yeah. Reminds you of like a big eye, a giant lollipop. There's so many things it reminds you of.
Yeah, it just looks like...
I mean, it's big.
Yeah.
It really is.
Hold it. It's really heavy.
Yeah, it looks heavy. Yeah, oh, my God, it's got some weight to it. Flipping hell. Yeah, it's like...
I just want you to get a moment, like, when I podcast, like, when I record, I'm having to hold my microphone quite close,
okay.
But with this, it picks up.
Yeah,
I'm
ready.
I haven't listened back to it, but I think it'll be all right.
Yeah, you should have listened back to see how it feels, yeah.
Should we do that now and have a laugh?
Good luck, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. I hope you found this interesting. I'm Jem.
I'm Deb.
And thank you for listening to the Quirky Gems podcast. So it's the same thing, so I'm trying to stab it off.
Get involved on Twitter. It's @RadioGem.